Welcome to the Code Mingle AI podcast, your quick briefing on what's happening in the world of AI. Today, we are looking back at May 14, 2026, a day where the biggest AI stories were less about flashy DMOS and more about trust, deployment, and real-world action. First, OpenAI shared a safety update for ChatGPT. The company says ChatGPT can now better recognize when risk builds up over time in sensitive conversations, especially around suicide, self-harm, and harm to others scenarios. The important idea is context. A single message can look harmless, but earlier signals may change its meaning. OpenAI says its new safety summaries are narrow, factual, temporary, and only used for serious safety concerns. That is a meaningful shift from one-message moderation toward stateful safety. OpenAI also responded to the TanStack NPM supply chain attack. The company says two employee devices were impacted, and limited credential material was taken from a subset of internal repositories. OpenAI says there is no evidence that user data, production systems, intellectual property, or shipped software were compromised. Still, because product signing certificates were involved, macOS users need to update OpenAI apps by June 12, including ChatGPT Desktop, the Codex app, Codex CLI, and Atlas. The broader lesson is that AI security is now ordinary software security too. Package managers, CI systems, short-lived credentials, cache boundaries, and signing certificates are part of the AI stack. If agents can run developer workflows, dependency provenance becomes agent safety. Next, Anthropic and the Gates Foundation announced a $200 million four-year partnership. The work combines grant funding, Claude credits, and technical support for programs in global health, life sciences, education, agriculture, and economic mobility. What stands out is the focus on public goods, datasets, benchmarks, infrastructure, and reusable tools for communities that are often not first in line for frontier AI. For builders, this is a reminder that real deployment is not just giving people model access. It means building local evidence, measurable benchmarks, governance, and tools that fit the systems where people already work. Google also pushed Gemini deeper into Android. Gemini Intelligence is designed to make Android more proactive across phones, watches, cars, glasses, and laptops. Google says Gemini will automate multi-step tasks, use screen and image context, summarize web pages in Chrome, help fill forms, polish spoken messages, and create widgets from natural language. The key product constraint is final confirmation. Gemini can assemble the work, but the user stays in control. This points toward the operating system as the next major agent surface. Apps will need clearer action contracts, better structured state, and safer ways for assistants to operate. There was also a notable enterprise signal. Axios reported that Anthropic passed OpenAI in paid business adoption among RAMP customers. The reported numbers were 34.4% for Anthropic and 32.3% for OpenAI. It is not a complete market map, but it is a useful signal that enterprise adoption is being shaped by workflow fit, coding quality, integration depth, procurement comfort, and trust. Finally, OpenAI published a technical deep dive on the Codex Windows sandbox. The problem is simple. A coding agent needs to run commands locally, but full access is too risky and constant approvals destroy usefulness. OpenAI's design uses dedicated Windows users, restricted tokens, firewall rules, and a command runner process to constrain what local agent commands can write and when they can access the network. The takeaway for today: AI systems are moving from answering questions to doing work. That means the layer around the model matters more than ever. Safety context, dependency controls, sandboxing, app action boundaries, and human approval points are becoming core product features, not implementation details. Thanks for listening to the Code Mingle AI podcast. We will be back with the next briefing soon.